And to be here and to be able to speak to you about the creation of the people of God.
很高兴这次来到你们中间，来跟你们大家来谈到神如何创造他自己的名。
We are the people of God now. Israel was the chosen people of God, as it is recorded in the book of Exodus.
今天我们是神的名，正是在神的圣经里面讲到以色列是神特别所拣选的。
To understand Exodus best, we need to look at the book of Genesis very briefly, the first two chapters especially.
若是要了解出埃及记这本书，首先我们必须要稍微看看创世纪前第一、第二两章。
I don't know whether you have ever thought about the theme of the Old Testament, but the theme of the Old Testament is really the same as the theme of the New Testament.
我不晓得你们有没有思想过，在旧约的主题是什么？其实，在旧约里面的主题，也就是新约里面的主题。
Let me give you what I think is the theological theme of the Old Testament.
那我首先告诉你们，在旧约里面，就是在神学上的主题是什么？
It is the creation of a people.
是神创造他的民。
In God's image.
是按照他自己的形象。
In relationship to him.
与他的关系。
In an appropriate environment.
在一个很适合的环境里面。
Now, if you think through what happens in Genesis 1 and 2, you will find all of those elements.
你若是读创世纪第一、第二章，你就能够在这里面找到所有这些元素。
God wanted a people in relationship to himself. And he makes that people in his image. Genesis 1:26-28.
神要一个民跟他自己发生关系，所以在创世纪第一章第26-27节，他就按照自己的形象造那个民。
Unfortunately, there is a break of relationship between God and the created people, as we read it in Genesis 3.
但是很不幸的，在创世纪第三章就看到这个民跟神的关系就断绝了。
So, Genesis 1 and 2 talks about God's good and perfect creation when he made mankind in relationship to himself.
在创世纪第一、第二章就讲到神的创造是完全完美的。
Genesis 3-11 talks about the breaking of the relationship between God and man and the corruption of man's nature.
第三到十一节就讲到人跟神的关系断绝，而且人就开始堕落。
In Genesis 1 and 2, man is created good.
在创世纪第一、第二章讲到神造人的时候是很美好的。
In Genesis 3-11, man, through his moral rebellion and his religious unbelief, becomes wicked.
在三章到十一节讲到人在道德上就开始堕落，而且在宗教上又不信神，所以就开始变得很败坏。
In Genesis 12, however, we read there of God coming into history and beginning to redeem a new people.
那十二章就讲到神来到人的历史里面，开始来救赎人类。
He calls Abraham, and from Abraham's descendants, he is going to raise up a new people of God in relationship to him.
他呼召亚伯拉罕，从亚伯拉罕的后裔里面，他来选建立一个民跟他有关系。
In Genesis 1 and 2, man had been created in relationship with God.
在创世纪一二章，神造人与他有密切关系。
And God proposes to reestablish his relationship with mankind through acting with God, with mankind redemptively.
那从十二章就讲到神要再一次恢复人和神的关系，是用救赎的方法。
Now, we can begin to think about Exodus at this point, because God takes care of the patriarchs throughout the book of Genesis to preserve the seed of Abraham.
那我们要开出看出埃及记的时候，我们也可以想到神怎么样在先祖的里面怎么样保留那亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
And it is through Abraham's descendants that God is going to raise up this new people in relationship to Himself, of course.
是在亚伯拉罕的后裔里面，神要兴起一批民来跟他自己发生关系。
That's why the book of Genesis deals with the preservation of Abraham and his descendants throughout the book of Genesis. They are God's chosen vehicles through whom he is going to make a new people.
所以从埃及记就是告诉我们神怎么样保留他这些民，而且就带领这民成为他自己的民。
And if you have a Bible, look at Genesis 12, 1 through 3.
若是你们有圣经，请翻到《创世纪》十二章一到第三节。
Okay. Now, could I get this erased so I can put other something else on it in a minute? Okay. Genesis 12 is kind of the key pivotal verse in the history of mankind.
十二章是关于人类历史里面。几句非常重要的金句。
In Genesis 12, 1 through 3, we have God actually coming into the stream of history to redeem mankind through the man Abraham and his descendants.
十二章第一、第三节看到神的确来到人的历史里面，来借着亚伯拉罕来拯救他自己的民。
Just about all the rest of the Bible.And the Old Testament can be understood as God acting to fulfill what he promises here to Abraham.
全圣经若是你看的话就是要成就一件事情他应许亚伯拉罕的应许。
Let me read it. Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation.And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Now especially note verse 3. This is where we come in. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves.
第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地，本族富家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，叫你也叫别人得福。第三节是我们能够归纳在这一节，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Notice that all the other peoples of the earth, in order to come into relationship with God, will be able to do so.If they come into a positive relationship with the people of God, Israel, here.
所以若是世界的万族他们要跟这个神发生关系的话他首先必须要跟神的民要先发生关系。
Okay, now we get to Exodus. In brief, Exodus is the story of the creation of the people of God in the Old Testament.
出埃及记这本书就讲到神怎么样的创造他自己的名。
In Exodus, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob become a multitude of people, and God makes them into his people.
在出埃及记的里面，那亚伯拉罕的后裔雅各、以撒，他的后裔大大的生长就成为一个很大的名。
But he makes Israel as a unique people unto himself so that he might, on the other hand, bring all peoples unto himself through Israel.
他拣选以色列民是特别属于他自己的然后全世界的民见到以色列这个特别的民就能够借着他们也跟神发生关系。
God's creation of the people of Israel as his people is important for us because As they are in the world in the Old Testament, so you and I are in the world today.
神如何拣选建立以色列民，对我们今天也很重要，因为他当时所要求以色列民的，今天也要求我们怎么样活在这个地上。
Let me just make this point. There are three places in the Bible where we actually see the creation of God's people. One I have already mentioned.
在圣经上三处提到他怎么样建立他自己的民，第一处我已经提过了。
At the time of creation, when man is in relationship to God.
第一处在创世纪是神怎么样跟人发生关系。
In the book of Exodus, when Israel is created in relationship to him, with the hope of being his people.
在出埃及记的里面，这个以色列民跟神能够发生关系，借着他们其他的人也能跟神发生关系。
And then, finally, in Christ.Where people are created in God's image and in relationship to Him. This was necessary because these two incidences, these two events, these two creations of the people of God failed to create that true people of God that God wants.
第三项就是借着主耶稣，因为在前面两次人和以色列人都失败了，都没有达到神的心愿。所以第三次出现是借着耶稣让人跟神发生关系。
One of the most exciting things is to realize that you and I are in line in history as the people of God with these three things. We continue God's people as he created them in creation, as he made them at the Exodus, and of course we are God's people in Christ.
我们今天是在主基督耶稣里面成为神的民。我们也要记得我们是神所造的，也是神特别所拣选的。
Since we're going to be looking at the Old Testament, I want to center around the book of Exodus and God's creation of a people at that time.
我们在出埃及记里面特别着重于在那个时候神怎么样着重在以色列民中间的工作。
God's purposes do not change. His goals for mankind do not change.He wanted to make a people pleasing to him when he created Israel.
神对人的目标是不改变的。当神在建立以色列民的时候，他要他的民是能够取悦他。
His goals and purposes, though they were not fully realized in Israel, are presented clearly to us, what he wanted, what he hoped for, what he wanted to try to establish, though they are fulfilled in us.
他在以色列民里面虽然没有完全成就他的心愿，但是在旧约里面很清楚地告诉我们，神要求我们什么，他的愿望是什么，他的目标是什么。
Okay, I want to now look at the book of Exodus with these words in mind, that Israel is the people of God, and by looking at Israel as the people of God, you and I can learn much about ourselves as the people of God.
从埃及记里面我们读关于以色列是属于民的事情，今天可以帮助我们了解我们今天是属于神的民，应该怎么样的行。
I want to use this word. I don't know whether everyone will understand it or not. Let me try. But Israel will be a paradigm for us to follow.
以色列就是一个在我们今天所要模仿的一个先兆。
Did that communicate your thing?An example, okay. What they are, then we want, because they are God's people, we want to be what they were.
用以色列民来做个榜样，我们今天也要活出从前神在他们身上所要求的心愿。
I might just take a minute and make one more point over here.
我要特别提一点。
In this creation story, the Hebrew word that is used about the creation of God's people, Adam and Eve, is bara, which means to make something totally new.
在创世纪里面所讲的创造是说 bara, 就是说从无中生有的一个创造。
The same idea is contained when he makes Israel here. He creates Israel anew, his people, because A people in relationship to him has been lost throughout Genesis 3 through 11.
在以色列民的这种创造的上面，那个所创造的那个意思也是相同的，因为在创世纪里面，人跟神的关系断绝，所以神又来创造一个人和他的一个新的关系。Yes.
So we indeed are the creation of God. And when the Old Testament talks about the creation of the new people of God in Christ, it uses the same word, bara, Hebrew. We are a creation that is so stupendous that the biblical writer uses bara to describe us. We're equal to the original creation. We are so amazing.
今天我们借着主耶稣能够成为他的名，这个创造一个新造的人，这个造也是跟那个原来的那个 bara 那个创造是一样的，是原来没有的一个完全新的创造。
So we indeed, when we are born again in Christ, we are literally recreated.
所以我们在主基督耶稣里面重生，其实就是一个新造。
So that our moral and our spiritual and moral desires conform to God's will.
所以我们在道德上的行为，我们的欲望都能够跟神的心意一样的。
Now, let me give you a quick outline of Exodus that will help us as we go through it now.
我首先把出埃及记的大纲很快的跟你们说一遍。
I'm going to use these five major themes, and at each talk, I will cover one theme.
我想特别提到五个重点，每一次我讲的时候，我要就讲一点。
The first point is covered in Exodus 1:1-7.
第一点是在出埃及记第一到第七章。
Where we have the promise of the multiplication of Abraham's descendants into a multitude realized, fulfilled.
这一段就让我们看到神对于亚伯拉罕的应许，他的后裔已经繁茂，强壮，已经实现了。
The second theme or second topic that I will use is God's creation and redemption of a people through oppression.
第二点就是我要讲的，就是神的民他们在达到目的的时候是借着他们的艰苦的环境。
Then the third topic that I will use is God forms and constitutes his people at Sinai.
第三点就是神在西乃山他创造他自己的民。
And then the fourth point that I will use is God's presence among his people and the cleansing of his people made possible.
第四点就是讲到人神的的确确是跟与神同跟人同在，而且神也洁净他自己的名。
This last point will be established through examining the building of the tabernacle and the presence of God.
最后一点就讲到神怎么样的建造会幕和神在他们的当中。
And the establishment of the priesthood.
和祭司的建立。
And then the fifth point, I will talk about specifically God's presence actually coming to dwell with Israel.
第五点就是神的与以色列民的同在就实现了。
So again, I say the major theme and burden of the book of Exodus is to tell us how God chose and picked out and formed and molded and delivered and created a people unto himself and then put his presence amongst them.
所以出埃及记主要的大纲就是神如何的拣选组成一个民，然后他怎么样的建造他们，使他们能够专门属于他的人，然后神就与神同住在一起。
Okay, now we can look a little more in detail at the book of Exodus itself, and if you would read verses 1-7, I think we can get started.
所以我们可以开始来读埃及记 从第一章第一到第七节。
Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All the offspring of Jacob were 70 persons. Joseph was already in Egypt. Then Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the descendants of Israel were fruitful, note that carefully, and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them.
以色列的众子哥带家眷和雅各一同来到埃及，他们的名字记在下面，有流便、西缅、利未、犹大、以撒加、西布伦、便雅敏、但拿弗他利、加德、亚瑟，凡从雅各而生的共七十人。约瑟已经在埃及，约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂极其强盛，满了那地。
Here, the biblical writer gives us the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would make of their descendants a great multitude.
在这一段里面，让我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的应许已经应验了，就是以撒、雅各他的后裔已经成了一个很大的名。
He is also telling us more than that, though. He's also telling us that God is fulfilling his promise to Abraham back in Genesis 15 concerning the fact that his descendants would go down into a strange nation and be there 400 years and be oppressed.
不仅是这样，而且也应许，实现了神对亚伯拉罕的一个应许，在创世纪十五章告诉的，他的子孙要到一个外国，到埃及去，在那里四百年。
Now, he also uses specific words, the Hebrew words are exactly the same, that tell us that he is comparing the multiplication of the people of Israel to the original command to God's creation of Adam and Eve to multiply and be fruitful and fill the earth.
他特别用以色列人生养众多这件事的应许来说明，在神在创造的时候给亚当夏娃的命令要他们生养众多是一样的。
You will see what I mean if you look back at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
创世纪第一章二十八节就是这样说。
It says, And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. These words, be fruitful and multiply and fill, are the same words that are used of the people of God in the book of Exodus. In other words, he is blessing this chosen people so that they carry out the original creation mandate even.
在创世纪第一章二十八节，神就赐福给他们，对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼这一类。这里所用的生养众多跟出埃及记第一章第七节以色列人生养众多是同样的，换一句话说，神祝福以色列民，让他们能够得到这样的祝福和权柄。
So as God's people in the beginning were to multiply and fill the earth and fill out the land that God had given them, so also here his people are said to do the same.
所以正像神创造人的时候叫他们生养众多遍满地面，那后来到了以色列民到后裔里面也是同样的，也生养众多。
Now an interesting thing about the people of Israel at this time is that they are in very difficult circumstances.
只不过以色列民当时他们所处的环境是非常的艰难。
God's blessing, however, rests upon them, and instead of being oppressed and being destroyed and becoming weak and smaller in number, God's blessing causes them to multiply.
虽然他们所处的环境非常的艰难，他们不仅是没有越来越少，而且是越来越多。
We are to understand from the circumstances that this indeed is God's hand upon them, and that he is creating and multiplying them, and this is not a natural situation or consequence. Pharaoh, the unfriendly Pharaoh, is set upon destroying them even at times.
我们想想他们所处的环境，特别是在法老的时候，特别用高压来欺压他们，他们没有越来越软弱，实在是神给他们祝福的手在庇护他们。
Two important points are being made here. One is that God's people are his creation.
有两点特别提到，第一就是神的名是神自己所创造的。
He creates them no matter what the rest of the world may try to do to destroy them.
全世界的人不管用什么方法来破坏神的名都是不可能的。
And though Pharaoh, the superpower and the most powerful man in the world at that time, tried to destroy them, and though he was even considered God in his religion, he couldn't do so.
在当时最有能力的法老，他用各样的方法想来摧毁以色列民，他都没有办法摧毁他们。
And as we follow through the story, we see not only that God's people have a divine origin from him, but they have absolutely a divine protection that continues to stay with them and multiply them. And God's promises come true. His promises are fulfilled.
从以色列的历史来看，我们看到不仅是以色列民是神所造的，而且神用奇妙的手来保守他们，让神的对他们的应许能够应验。
We must always think of ourselves as God's creation. We have not made ourselves.
因为是神所造的，所以不是我们自己所造的。
God's people often face adversity in this world, and that is a paradigm for us in the world in which we live. The world is hostile. There are many pharaohs, but God's fulfillment of his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob nevertheless will be realized.
神的名活在这个地上常常是有很多艰苦的环境。以色列民的生活给我们做一个鉴镜，一个例子来看，我们今天活在这个地上也要遇到很多的艰难，但是神要保守。
The next few verses and chapters of Exodus tell us very quickly about various means that were used to try to destroy God's people and to keep them in submission to the Pharaoh.
在出埃及记让我们看到这法老用各样的方法想要摧毁以色列民。
We need to keep in mind in all of these passages as we read them that in Pharaoh's day, he was the head of the Egyptian pantheon.
我们要记得在法老的时候，他是pantheon. 哦，他是多神论的一个领袖。
That means that he was not only a man in Egyptian eyes, he was the god as well.
他不仅是一个人，而且他也自以为神。
So when Israel is seen to multiply, and when Pharaoh's plans are thwarted and aren't carried out, and the people still continue to grow in strength, we are to understand that God is not only showing his strength, he is also showing that he is more powerful than the Egyptian gods.
当我们看到以色列民越来越生养众多的时候，不仅是看到法老他的心愿是被损害了，另外一方面，神也要向他显示他的能力要比世界上其他任何的神更大。
We will pick up that theme a bit more in the next lecture, but it is very important to keep in mind this general thought that when Moses and Israel are fighting against Pharaoh and fighting against these people, it's not a mere human struggle. It is a struggle in which God is establishing his sovereignty over the gods of the Egyptians, the superpower of that day, remember.
我们从摩西和以色列民跟法老相争的这件事上，不仅是人与人相争，而是神要借着他们来彰显神是最大的能力，要超越以色列所有的一切的神。
Okay, there are two passages, especially now, that I'd like to pick out. I think we've established what is happening in these early verses.
有两节圣经我要特别提出来。
And these couple of verses that I want to look at in particular will help us understand who Israel's God is.
这两节圣经可以帮助我们来认识以色列的神是谁。
The first is found in
Exodus, 3
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Let me read a couple of verses here.
13, 14节。
Okay, Exodus 3, verse 13. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel, and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.
13-15节，摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的名，直到万代。
Israel's God is now going to declare more clearly to them than he has ever before done who he is and what he's going to do for them.
以色列的神这一次向以色列民不仅是向他们说明他是谁，而且他也从来没有像他们这样说得清楚过，他要为他们做什么。
There is going to be a tremendous battle between Pharaoh and Israel and between Pharaoh the God and Yahweh the God of Israel.
这是一个很大的征战，是法老这个神和以色列的神耶和华这个神的征战。
In the ancient Near East, if you knew a God's name, or even if you knew a person's name, you knew a lot about them.
若是你知道一个人的名字是什么意思，你就对那个人多少就有很多的认识。
So God is trying to tell to Moses who he is, so that when Moses goes to the people of Israel, he can tell them in whose name in whose God's name he is coming.
所以神对摩西说，你到以色列人那里去说，他是谁，而且他的奉谁的名到他们那里去的，让以色列人对神有更多的了解。
God's name in verse 14 is said to be Ehye Asher Ehye in Hebrew.
在十四节，神的名是说，我是自有永有的。
Which means, in English, if you translate it literally, I will be that which I will be.
若是翻成英文的话，我就是那个自有永有的神。
God's name here is interpreted in about three different ways that we should consider.
神的名在这里有解释当中有三个重点。
And I think that all three ways are valid, and when they are all added together, we get a full picture of God.
若是我们从这三方面来思想的话，我们就对神有更多的了解。
The first way is to understand God's name, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, is In essence, he is saying, I am the God who is with you, who exists and is present with you. Therefore, you can rest in my presence and help.
第一个意义说他是自由拥有的神，是说我是一个存在的神，而且永远跟你们同在，你们可以在我的里面有安息。
Israel had many things to face, and knowing that this was the God that they were dealing with would certainly give them comfort. The God who is there with you, not far off, but there to aid and to help.
以色列民当时要面临很多的艰难，能够听到神是这样的一个意义的名字，对他们是有很大的安慰。
He is the one who exists, the existing one, in whom you live and dwell and have your being.
他是自由拥有的神，而且你们的生活存留都是在于他。
Now, the other two emphases that name seems to bring out are important too.
他的名字的第二个意义也很重要。
The second one I will mention is, I will be that I will be.
我就是那个我要怎么样预定的，我都要怎么样的成就的那个神。
Here, God is saying, Israel, stand in faith before me, and I will demonstrate and reveal and show myself to you as I myself will it.
今天以色列民站在我的面前，我要把自己显明给你看，我自己怎么样的愿意成就的事情，我要在你们的面前一定得成就。
Now we know that as from the story of the great wonders that God performs, that he is the God who is there and does all of these marvelous things for Israel. That's what we mean. God will be that which he will be, but he will determine it in his sovereignty. But then the book of Exodus shows us.
我们从神所做的奇事上来看，就可以看明出所做的一切的奇事都是神所做的，按照他自己的王权，自己的意思来成就的。
And the third meaning, possible meaning I would like to use is, I am he who causes to be all that is.
第三个意义就是说，我就是那位使得这些事情如此发生的那个作者。
W.F. Albright, a great scholar of ancient Near Eastern history and languages, thought that that was the most basic meaning of the word.
Albright, 他就是一个很有名的在历史和语文学家的一个专家，他认为自由拥有的意思就是那个神是决定一切的那位的那个意义。
So, Israel is going to be created. God is going to bring forth his promises and fulfill what he had said he would do. And he is going to be the God who is with her.
所以以色列民是要被神创造出来，而且神要带领他们，而且也要答应他们在他们身上要成就他对他们所有的应许。
The God who will reveal himself to her as he wills.
神也要按照他自己的心意向他们显明。
And as the God who has caused to be all things that are.
他是神，所以一切事情的发生都是由神自己来命定的。
There's one more passage I would like to look at.
还有另外一节我也想大家看一下。
And it has to do further with the name of God.
这也是跟神的名有关的。
Exodus 6.
出埃及记第六章。
And I will read a couple of verses.
我也想读一两节。
Okay, Exodus 6:1.
第六章第一节。
But the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out. Yea, with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Yahweh, is what the Hebrew says. But by my name, Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them, I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they dwelt as sojourners.
第一到第四节，耶和华对摩西说：现在你们必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。神晓谕摩西说：我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。
An interesting thing is, if you go back in Genesis, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even in Genesis 1, do use the name Yahweh.
若是在创世纪你们看的话，就可以看到，亚伯拉罕，以撒、雅各，他们的确是用这名字耶和华。
What does the verse mean then?
到底这个是什么意思呢？
It means that God will now make clear to them what His name Yahweh really signifies.
他要很清楚地向他们写明他的名字耶和华是什么意思。
And He is going to show that His name is to be associated with the covenant God.
他也要把他的名字，跟他与以色列人所立的约相连。
Yahweh is his covenant name.
耶和华是他立约的名字。
Because he is in covenant with his people Israel, he will perform all the mighty wonders against Pharaoh and deliver his people.
因为他要跟以色列民立约，所以他要在法老的面前要彰显他所有的大能。
So from this point on, Yahweh becomes manifest or made clear to Israel in his nature as he works and communicates and does great things for her to deliver her.
所以他借着释放以色列民，就彰显他各样的能力，来显明他这耶和华名的大能。
These verses and chapters that we have been looking at then, again, deal with the fulfillment of the themes, God's people. And as we went back and looked at in Genesis and saw that God's goal and purpose in creation was to make a people in His image, but that that people marred the image and fell into sin and thus broke their relationship with Him, now we see a restoration of mankind coming about with God.
刚刚我们所读的这几节圣经让我们看到，神的心意要成就。他在起初创造人的时候是要，跟人有关系，但是因为人犯罪破坏了人跟神的关系，所以在这里神就要再一次恢复神跟人的关系。
Do you see how all of mankind created in God's image had lost had that image marred and were going away from God, but God now, in His mercy, reaches down in history and begins once again to create a people in relationship to Himself.
在起初的时候，神按照他自己的形象造人，但是因为人犯罪的缘故，把那个神的形象已经污染了，所以神今天在这里再一次重建一个名属于他自己，来使他的心意得成就。
We will pursue this theme, but I want to end up here by making a couple of emphatic statements.
在这里我要特别提几件事。
This is God's people, Israel.
这是神的民，他是以色列民。
But we know that Israel disobeyed the covenant.
我们知道以色列民他们没有守跟神所立的约。
But God's goals and purposes do not change.
但是神的目标并没有改变。
He had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would make a people.
他应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他要自己建立一个民。
Israel's unfaithfulness did not result in God's unfaithfulness.
以色列民的不信并没有引起神的不可信。
God swears by himself in Genesis 15, because he could swear by none greater, that he will create a people.
在创世纪十五章的时候，神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，他说他自己要来建立一个民。
And so, though Israel does not fulfill the goal that God has for her in the Old Testament, the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, predict a time when God will create another new people of God.
虽然在旧约的里面，以色列民没有按照神的心愿成就神的计划，但是以赛亚这些先知和耶利米这些，他们都预言将来神要自己再建立一个民属于他。But
even though Israel did not become the people of God and do all that she should have done according to the covenant, we still see what she was supposed to be, as laid out in the law and God's will.
纵然以色列并没有遵守他们与神所立的约，但是从神的律法和跟他们所讲的那些条件里面，今天让我们仍旧看到神对属于他民的要求是什么。And
therefore, those things that were not fulfilled in Israel,
这些在以色列民的身上没有应验,
can be fulfilled in us.
今天在我们的身上能够应验。
God's goals and purposes for a people do not change from creation to the end.
神对于他所创造的民所要的心愿和目标是没有改变的。So
we can rest in the knowledge that we are part of God's plan in fulfilling His promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以我们可以按着神对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所有的应许，我们今天可以来成为我们生命里面的一部分。But
not only that, that's only half of it. The other is, we are the fulfillment of God's goals and plans that He had in creation.
我们今天是神在创造里面的计划里面的实现的一部分。
On the other hand, we can see in God's dealing with Israel as He tries to make them into His people.
也从神对以色列民的那些方法，他怎么样的对待他们。
How He is able to multiply His people, bless His people, and make them a blessing no matter what the outward circumstances.
他怎么样的使他们的人数增多，使他们蒙福，而且借着其他的人借着他们蒙福，这件事我们可以了解。Really,
in the Old Testament, one of the best symbols of the Antichrist is Pharaoh.
在旧约里面，敌基督的象征人物就是法老。A
lot of people compare Nebuchadnezzar or some other figure in the Old Testament, but the best figure of the Antichrist, the one opposed to God, is Pharaoh.
有的人把尼布加尼撒当作是敌基督的象征者，不过最理想的还是法老，他是与神为敌的。So
the destruction of the Antichrist at the end of time, as he tries to destroy God's people, has already been foreshadowed or foretold in the destruction of Pharaoh as he tried to thwart the creation of God's people at the Exodus.
所以在旧约的里面，也从法老的身上，让我们先有看见，是一个先影。这个敌基督将来怎么样被神完全的摧毁。So
we should just praise God, who is the author and the finisher and the creator of His people.
所以我们要感谢赞美神，神是他是首先的，也是幕后的。And
know that the pharaohs of this world cannot thwart His plan.
这个世界上敌基督法老没有办法摧毁神的计划。That's
all for today.
这是我们今天的信息。Ah,
yes. Very good. God's goals and purposes I trace back to creation, and that is that He create a people in relationship to Him. So that's His goal and purpose for us, that we be in relationship to Him, and that we reflect Him. That's why He made us in His image. We are, God's people are the only beings in the creation account that are made in His image. So He wants us in relationship to Himself, reflecting Him, which means, in essence, we are His children. Oh, okay, yeah. I was answering her.
刚刚她的问题 就是问可不可以请你讲一讲神的最主要创造的目标是什么？
Yeah, shall I start at the beginning again? Yeah. God's goals and purposes indeed are to create a people in relationship to Him. So that's the first goal and purpose.
目标的第一个就是神造人主要是要跟神有亲密的关系。
And then that those people reflect Him, be His image. We are made in His image.
因为神是按照神的形象造的, 所以人的生活应该能够反照出神的性情来。
And remember, Jesus Christ is the express image of God, and we are to image Him.
因为主耶稣是, 神的形象, 所以我们也要像主耶稣。
And then, this is to take place in an appropriate environment, a place wherein dwelleth righteousness, such as Eden at the beginning.
在伊甸园的时候, 那个时候环境非常的适当, 一切都是很美好的。
And that is parallel to the land of Canaan, for instance, for Israel, because he wants to hallow that land and make it holy, and he gives Israel laws to keep it holy, so it will be a place of righteousness and not a place of uncleanness, as it was when the Canaanites had it.
伊甸园是象征一个公义的地方, 也就写对照就是以色列民将来要到的迦南地, 在迦南地的里面, 神要使它成为一个圣洁的地方, 能够代表是属于神的圣名所居住的。
And it's further reminiscent of like 2 Peter 2, I think it's 2:13, where Peter says, we look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The descriptive word there is, it is a place wherein dwelleth righteousness. Garden of Eden, land of Canaan was supposed to be that. Eventually, that is where we will get. There is this saying, eschatology, or the end time, recapitulates the creation.
在彼得后书也讲，我们等待那一个圣洁的地方，我们将来在那里相聚，也就是说到在创世纪的时候，伊甸园和以后迦南地是应该是一个圣洁的地方。
And just one more thing. God is creating a people. Not great individuals, but a people.
还有一点要注意的就是神造人并不是一个一个的人, 而是一个整个的民。
Okay.
What is God's image?
Briefly, Jesus is the express image of God. That's said in the New Testament several times.
问题是说到底神的形象是什么样子? Carpenter 教授说就是主耶稣就是神的形象,在圣经上提过很多次。
For us, it means that we are moral, religious beings.
对我们来说,我们是要在道德和宗教方面都是
We may be like the animals in body and bones and blood.
我们可能在身体的构造上, 肌肉骨骼各方面跟动物是相似的。
But we have the image of God in our makeup too. They don't have that.
但是在我们的, 头脑里面有一个神的形象是动物没有的。
Monkeys do not go to church regularly.
猴子不会按期到教会去。
So, though we share with them physically, there is a dimension to us, a moral, religious, spiritual dimension to us that cries out for fulfillment and is only found, and that fulfillment is only found in relationship to the spiritual being, God.
那虽然我们肉体方面跟动物相似, 但是在我们的灵里面却是有一个地方要跟神发生关系, 所以我们
And the way to get a handle on these things concretely, I think, is to study what was Christ. He was a moral, religious being, holy, righteous, loving, and wise, and he imaged his father.
所以我们要知道神的形象，我们就来看主耶稣，他是怎么样的？他是圣洁的，他是公义的，他是完全是在道德很崇高的一个人，他就是像神一样。
Okay. And that's the essence of man. That's not just a peripheral part of man. As far as Genesis is concerned, that's the essence of man. He's made in the image of God. That's the thing that separates him from all the rest of creation.
所以在创世纪所讲的那人刚造的时候，那是神所造的一个特质，是跟其他的动物是不相同的，是按照神的形象。
That explains why anthropologists find that wherever they find evidence of true man, they find evidence of religion. He is made with a religious vacuum and dimension to him because he's in the image of God.
所以人类学家他们发现呢，人的一部分的话，他们就也是发现了宗教的一部分，因为人是按照神的形象所造的。
And that statement by the biblical writer, that man is in the image of God, a religious being, was made before anthropologists had studied mankind across the face of the earth. He's making it deductively, rather than inductively.
所以讲到人是按照神形象所造的这件事实，是远在人类学家所发现的这一切之先。
Okay. Well, I think that the image of God, I don't know that we can hold it out here. It is a structure of our makeup. It's a structure of that we bear. It's a structure that makes us religious beings and moral beings. When we talk of body, soul, spirit, I don't think we can separate out one of those things and call that the image. The image is a total part of our character and behavior and so on. It's the thing that makes us unique and like God. But you can't say it's the soul, you can't say it's the spirit, you can't say it's the body. And the goal of God is to give us, make us a united being with body, soul, and spirit. And then what we do and so on, interestingly, reflects Him. So, though it's the essence of our being, I don't think you can separate it out as body, soul, or spirit.
那医生问是不是我们像神的地方，就是我们灵的那部分像神。Carpenter 教授说，其实是我们灵魂体各上面各三方面很难说分哪一部分是像神，而是组合的，里面有一些特质是在道德和宗教的方面是像神的。
See, when it says Jesus is the express image of God, it doesn't mean his soul.Or his spirit, or his body. He, the person, reflects God, the person.
So we say Jesus, he is like God's image. You can't differentiate between his soul, his body, or his spirit, or his soul, or his spirit, or his body. He is like God.